Family Faces, it's 6 o'clock, time for Family Feud. Now, here's your host, Grant Denyer.
Welcome everybody to Family Feud, the show where answering some very simple questions can get you $10,000 and maybe a brand new Mitsubishi Outlander. So let's meet our families. First up, here for their fifth night and over $30,000 richer so far and playing for that amazing car tonight is the Langmaid family.
It just feels so good when you say it.
You could win the car tonight. Wow, what an amazing night last night, though.
$30,000.
Yeah, unexpected.
What an amazing run you guys have had. Just remind us, Australia, if you've been living under a rock and you haven't seen an episode for a while, who's on board this team?
This is my sister Cassie, my partner Phil, and my dad Rob.
Lovely work, guys. And ready to take them on tonight is the Jager family. Hey, Adam.
Hey, Grant.
Good to see you.
It's good.
Cool. Excited?
Well, we're nervous because we're playing them on their fifth night, but we'll take them down.
I know. Imagine you win and you crush their dreams. Just putting it out there.
I've done it before. I could do it again.
I love your competitive spirit. Who have you brought with you?
I've got my wife, Faith, my brother, Matt, and my sister, Beck.
It's on like Donkey Kong tonight, team. Righto, team captains, let's play the feud. A little feeling it's war tonight. We surveyed 100 people and the top 8 answers are on the board. Name a place that's open in the middle of the night. Tess.
7-Eleven.
Let's see. Okie dokie. Adam.
A nightclub.
Nightclubs are. You've got it, Adam. Welcome, Faith.
Thank you.
You guys have got a nice little start here. Name a place that's open in the middle of the night.
Supermarket.
Supermarket. Yeah. I don't know who would need tomatoes at 3 a.m. in the morning, but you never know. You never know. Hey, Matt, how are you?
How you doing?
Good to see you. Place that's open in the middle of the night.
The casino.
Oh, yeah, casino. Let's try that. Oh. Hi, Beck.
Hi, how are you?
Lovely to see you. Place that's open in the middle of the night.
I'm going to go with a brothel.
Who brought her?
I want to know what she gets up to.
I do work night shift.
Hang on a second. You work night shift.
I do. 13 years.
Dare I ask, doing what?
No, I work in a supermarket.
Okay, that's what she says, Australia. Good try, Beck. Sort of. Name a place that's open in the middle of the night.
I'm going to go a kebab store, like, you know, when you finish the nightclub, they're all coming in.
No, so. I hear. They're just leaving the casino and they're hungry.
They're hungry.
Oh, 3 strikes to Jagers. Langmaids, Rob.
Petrol station.
Nice. Phil?
I'm going to go to hospital.
Cass?
I agree with Phil. I'm going with hospital.
Tess, yours to choose.
I think I'm going to stick with the majority again and go hospital.
OK. On night 5 for the car, we're going with hospital. Yeah! Off to the perfect start. What does Australia say for the rest of the answers? Number 8?
Chemist.
Airport. McDonald's. The Langmaids on their night of nights, their big night on the feud, have a nice little early lead of 40 points right now. And if they go on to win tonight, you know what the deal is. Driving home in an amazing Mitsubishi Outlander. This family SUV seats 5 comfortably and is packed with features including touchscreen audio, CVT auto with paddle shift and eco drive support. And for everybody playing along at home, I want the top answer to this one. Tell me something parents are always telling their kids to close. The answer when we come back on the feud. Welcome back to Family Feud, where tonight the Mitsubishi Outlander might be driving out the door. Now, before the break, I asked, tell me something parents are always telling their kids to close. The top answer was...
Oh,
I know. Imagine that.
What, were you born in a tent?
The amount of times I've heard that in my life. Cass, Faith, let's play. We surveyed 100 people and the top 7 answers are on the board. Name a popular holiday souvenir. Faith?
Spoon.
A spoon. It's on there, Cass.
Like a top?
Let's see.
Faith, pass or play?
Play. Let's play. A popular holiday souvenir.
How about a stubby holder?
Let's try that. Beck.
A key ring.
Key ring.
Key chain.
Yep.
Better than Brooklyn.
That's better, Beck. That's it's a lot better.
Thanks.
Nice work. Adam.
A snow globe. You know the snow globes that you get and you shake?
Snow dome.
And you get them up snow dome, yeah.
Yes.
Lovely.
Faith.
Yes.
The delightful Faith. A popular holiday souvenir.
A pen.
A pen?
Yes.
Pen or a pin?
Pen.
Pen. Second strike. The Langmaids could steal him, Matt.
I've got 2 answers.
Well, I only need 1.
I'm going to go with hat.
Yeah. Let's try that. Well done, mate. Nice. Beck?
I'm going to go with a T-shirt.
Let's have a look. Yeah. Yep. Of course you do. I survived. Whatever. Insert name here. Adam.
I'm going to go the jumper. The jumper, because you can always wear a jumper as well.
Let's try that. Yeah. 3 strikes. Only 2 left on the board. Langmaids. Rob.
A singlet.
Yep. Phil.
Thinking like a statue ornament.
Cass.
Photos.
Tess.
Yeah. I'm going to stick with my dad because you see everyone come back from Bali with their bintang singlets on.
So yeah, okay, gotcha. So Bali specifically, a lot of singlets. Everybody does it. Let's see if we can get the Langmaids closer to their car with singlet. No! Congratulations to Jagger family. 40 points. Remaining answers, number 2. Some options. It's 40 apiece right now. I don't think we've ever had a tie so far. Yay! Double points to break this situation, everybody. What a night tonight. Give me Phil, give me Matt. Let's do it. Did I just go, yay? Did I just do that? It's not real manly.
Yay.
We surveyed 100 people. The top 5 answers are on the board, gents. What could you be doing while you're watching a sports game at home? Matt.
Drinking.
Drinking, says Matt. Yeah. Pass or play? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So you're at home watching a sports game. What could you be doing while you're doing that?
Eating.
Eating? Yeah. Lovely. What could you be doing while you're watching a sports game at home?
Gambling.
Gambling?
Having a bet.
Responsibly.
Yes.
First strike. Faith? You like sport?
No, not really.
Excellent.
Yeah, so I'd be having a nap.
You'd be having a nap, says Faith. Second strike. Langmaids could steal. Matt, we've got to stop this stealing business.
When I watch sport, I like to cheer on my team, yep. So I'll be cheering.
You would be cheering, wouldn't you? You'd be going, yay!
Or in a more manly fashion.
Nice. Well done, Matty. Good job. Beck.
Oh, you guys just inspired me then, so I'm going to say the old high-fiving.
Wow, OK. Taking in your environment, she's going with high-five. That'll teach you. Yeah. 3 strikes, Langmaids. Let's break this deadlock. It's 40 apiece, Rob.
I think you might be on the internet.
You could be on the internet as well. Philip.
I think you'd be chatting with your mates.
Cass?
Dad does it all the time at home. He yells at the TV screen.
I see where you're going. Tess, yours to choose, Captain.
I'm going to go with the chatting with your friends.
Chatting with your friends whilst you're watching the game together?
Yep.
Let's see chatting on the board. No, Langmaids miss again on the steal. The Jaggers grab the points. Remaining answers, 5. Australia says ironing. Yelling! Someone had yelling.
Oh, yeah.
Damn. Righto. So it's 192 to Jaegers. Nice work. The carryover champs on their fifth night playing for the car are behind at this stage on 40. Loving Family Feud? Then why not head to 10 Play where you can catch all the highlights and the fun bits that we can't fit into the show. And you can also play along with our official Family Feud game. Just click on 10 Play and all the details are there. Triple points when we come back next on The Feud. Tonight, they're on night five. They're on 40 points. Now, if they get to 300 first, they will be driving home in a brand new car. However, the DeJager family are standing in their way on a nice, strong 192. Well done, DeJagers. Let's see how this one plays out. You know why? Triple points. It could go anyway. Rob, give me back. Let's play.
Good luck.
We surveyed 100 people, and the top 7 answers are on the board. Give me something you're likely to find at the bottom of the ocean. Beck.
Coral.
Coral. It's there. Rob.
A fish.
Fish. Pass or play, Beck? Pass. Okay, you guys are playing. Looks like there's a little bit of confusion over there. Beck said pass, but the captain was saying play.
We all said play.
Oops. I'm my own woman.
Hey, good teamwork over there, DeJagers. Good teamwork. Give me something you're likely to find at the bottom of the ocean.
I think you might find some sand.
You might find some sand. Cass?
Maybe a shipwreck?
Maybe a
shipwreck.
I don't know about you, Phil, but I'm a little excited for it a bit.
What do you got?
I'm going to go with a whale.
You're going to find a whale at the bottom of the ocean. Is one of those three whales?
No.
That's a whale, Phil. Why are you laughing? Give me something you're likely to find at the bottom of the ocean, Rob.
I'm thinking seaweed, Grant.
Seaweed grows at the bottom of the ocean.
Yes!
Can't stress how important this is for you right now, El Capitano. Yeah. Give me something you're likely to find at the bottom of the ocean.
I think you might find some old junk, like a boot, when you go fishing.
Yeah, you see that on like the Clean Up Australia Day footage, don't you? Yeah. Always. There's always bringing up a boot.
Second strike.
DeJager's good steal, so have a think, Cass.
I think he might find some shells.
Let's keep you guys in the game with shells. One answer left, Phil. Two strikes down. This is your last chance, Langmaids.
I'm going to go for submarine.
Give me something you're likely to find at the bottom of the ocean, and you're saying...
Submarine.
Submarine. Rob's nodding. Yeah. Cass is unsure. Tess is going, it's good. It's good to go. It's number 5. Submarine. It's not, Langmaids. The Jaegers. Hey, Beck.
I'm going to go money.
What?
Oh, you know, people swim with the little pockets and it falls out. It's not a great answer, Grant, but... We've seen my answers tonight, haven't we?
You're fun, Mick. I like you. It was a silly answer, but you're fun. Matt.
I like shark.
Shark. Faith.
Broken glass.
Broken glass. Adam. Which one is it?
I like sharks. I'm going to go with shark.
Well, you're going with shark. Yeah. The Jaegers are going with shark. To finally break this dynamic winning streak of the Langmaids, can we make you guys brand new champions with shark? Langmaids! You get some points. Takes you to 274 each in the game. Number 5 is...
Treasure!
Which is kind of sort of money at the bottom of the ocean bag, eh? Who's laughing now? Right. No one has reached 300 points. Wow. What a night of nights to come down to sudden death. Team captains to the podium, please. There is only one answer on the board here, and it's worth triple points. Whoever wins sudden death right now will win the game and become tonight's champion family. If Adam wins, his family get to stay on the show. If the Langmaids win, they'll be driving home in a brand new car right now. Best of luck. We surveyed 100 people and the top answer is on the board. Name something you see in a florist.
Flowers.
Tess. Tess says flowers. To be new owners of a brand new car is the top answer, flowers. I could hear what was going through your mind then.
Yeah, she's too fast.
She was fast. She's you had good. The answer too, didn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, yeah.
You just weren't quite fast enough. Brilliantly played on your first night. The Jagers should be proud of themselves. They won't be going home empty-handed. We're going to give you guys a $1,000 Wish gift card to be shared between you. Now, the card can be redeemed at Woolworths Supermarkets, Masters Home Improvement, Big W, and also on the bottom of the ocean as well, I'm sure. You'll also be taking home our brand new Family Feud board game available at Toys R Us Mind Games. It's the best side. Whatever. There you go. The Jagers. Good on you guys. Langmates, come forward. You have a brand new car. Oh, yeah. 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 You guys are amazing at how you play this game. The shootout, how did that feel? That had to be nerve-wracking.
Definitely. A lot of pressure.
Was it coming down to sudden death was like your worst nightmare?
Yeah, that's exactly what I did not want to happen.
But it ended up beautifully. If you can win $10,000 next in our Fast Money round, you'll be our biggest winners ever on the feud. Head back that way. It's called Fast Money. It'll take their tally to 40,000. Yeah, it's next. Don't miss it.
Family Feud is on Facebook and Twitter. Plus, you can find us on YouTube and catch all the action on 10Play.
Welcome back. It's Fast Money time here in the Feud. So let's see if the Langmaids can now win some more cash. They've already won $30,000. They've now won a car. Will it be $40,000 and become our biggest winners so far? If you and Tess get 200 points or more between you, you'll win that $10,000. And Tess is now in our soundproof booth and can't hear your answers. Oh, yeah, there she is, honking the horn, the brand new horn. I'm going to ask you 5 questions. Going to give you 20 seconds to answer. If you pass, we'll come back if there's time, and the clock starts at the end of the first question. You should be comfortable with this by now. You ready?
Yep.
20 seconds on the clock, please. Good luck. Name something you put on a baked potato.
Butter.
Name a place where you might find a tour guide.
In Paris.
Name something kids have posters of.
Rock stars.
Name a place where you would hate to be stranded.
Desert island.
Name something you wear until it falls apart.
Jeans.
Okie dokie, not bad. Let's go. Just quickly.
Yes.
Night 5. It's been going so well. You've got to be proud of those girls.
Oh, they're fantastic. Yeah, they've been great here, but they're just great in general. Great.
And Phil goes okay as well. Yes. I'll include him in that.
Yeah, look, he's good son-in-law material, but he's one problem.
What's that?
Collingwood supporter.
Oh! Well, you now know what your failure is, Phil. Fix that and, you never know.
No.
Put a ring on it.
I can live with it.
Name something you put on a baked potato. You said butter. Survey says 20's good. Name a place where you might find a tour guide. You said Paris. Why Paris?
I was struggling on that one, but we've...
Famous tourist destination.
Yeah, exactly.
Makes sense. Survey says 4.
Yeah.
Name something kids have posters of. You said rock stars. Feels good. Survey says 36. Name a place where you would hate to be stranded. You said deserted island. Survey says 13.
Name something you wear until it falls apart. You said
jeans do.
Survey says eight. Okay, 81 is good.
That's fine, Rob. That's fine. Head back to the family. Clear the board. Tess, you've been carrying this family for 5 nights now.
I wouldn't go that far.
You need 119, and you can do this to get you guys another $10,000 and take your tally to $40,000 and a car.
Can you believe that?
No.
That's amazing. I'm going to ask you the same 5 questions, but you're the second player. You know how it goes, and it's a little harder, so I'll give you an extra 5 seconds. If you pass on a question, I'll ask it again if there's time, and if you repeat an answer that's already there, you will hear this sound, and I'll ask you to try again. So can we remind everybody of Rob's answers? And can I have 25 seconds on the clock too for the last time for the Langmaid family? The time starts at the end of the first question. Good luck.
Thanks.
Name something you put on a baked potato.
Cheese.
Name a place where you might find a tour guide.
A museum.
Name something kids have posters of.
Pop stars.
Try again.
Movie stars.
Name a place where you would hate to be stranded.
A desert island.
Try again.
The middle of nowhere.
Name something you wear until it falls apart.
Shoes.
Excellent.
I have no idea how this is going to go. I have no idea. So let's just do it.
Let's see how well you went. Name something you put on a baked potato. You said you put cheese on there. Survey says. You guys are good. 83 now we need. Name a place where you might find a tour guide. You said in a museum. How else are you going to find out what all these wonderful exhibits are about?
All your way around.
How else are you going to also come up with the top answer? Because that's what you've done again! Well done. Museum worked well. 61 we now need to get you guys a total of $40,000. Name something kids have posters of, you said. Movie stars. Feels okay.
It's all right.
Survey says 7. Rock stars was the top answer, Rob. Well played. So far, you guys have 3 top answers from 3 questions. Well done. Name a place you would hate to be stranded. You said, in the middle of nowhere. The survey says,
no.
In the desert. You would have had the top answer. 54 now from our final answer. Name something you wear until it falls apart. You said, shoes. What I do know is, yet again, you have the top answer. Which is amazing, 4 from 5 in this game alone tonight. However, is it 54 or more? Come on, give me a hand. Let's do it. Survey says...
See you all tomorrow with 2 brand new families. I'm Greg Denyer. Good night, Australia.